More than 1,100 American troops have been wounded in action in Iraq. That's about three times the number wounded during the 1991 Persian Gulf War. The injured come home and often face months of difficult rehabilitation. Some of the most severely injured get treatment at the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. NPR's Joseph Shapiro went there. He spent time with one Marine who's trying to walk again.
It's been weeks since Marine Private Jason Keogh came back from Iraq with his right leg shattered. But the bones are not healing, and Keogh is getting fed up.
It's just not a matter of, I broke my bone, put a cast on it, and I'll be walking in 8 weeks. And then they're still saying I'm going to have two more surgeries with bone grafts and maybe pins and a plate.
Keogh's lower leg is encased in a kind of metal scaffolding. That's because doctors could not put a cast over his open leg wounds. So instead he's got something called an external fixator. It looks like a chrome tinker toy screwed into his leg to make the bones grow together. Mostly it's made Keogh very impatient.
Because I have this stupid-ass thing in my leg and I can't do what I want to do. We're kind of very active people to begin with in the Marine Corps, so just a lot of physical stuff. Work hard, play hard type deal.
Keogh is speaking from the physical therapy room at the National Naval Medical Center. It looks a bit like your neighborhood gym. Fit young men and women work out on stationary bikes, treadmills, and with barbells. But the business here is medical. Keogh is stretched out on an exercise mat. A therapist in teal scrubs is slowly bending Keogh's foot.
Push, push. And relax. Say when.
Right there.
Keogh was injured in the first days of the war in Iraq. The 26-year-old Marine was on a mission to take a bridge over the Euphrates River in Nasiriya when the vehicle he was riding in came under attack.
A rocket-propelled grenade hit our track and just sent a whole bunch of shrapnel through my leg, Corporal Glass's leg, Sergeant Torres's leg, and Corporal Meade's leg. We all get hit in the legs, so.
The blast was so fierce that Keogh's bones broke through the skin at the ankle.
Where I was, I ended up swimming through a bunch of sewage to get out of where we were without taking too much fire. It was either swim through the sewage or run through an Iraqi position.
The swim through the muck made his already serious leg injury even more dangerous. He developed an infection in the exposed bone. And on this day at the medical center, it's the infection that set back his rehab.
My tibia had a lot of blast injury, so it looks like powder on the inside of my leg. It says I've been fighting this bone infection. I haven't had any new bone growth because my body's been sending everything to fight the bone infection.
Officials at the Navy hospital say they are seeing a certain kind of injury from this war. The destructive wounds caused by powerful rocket-propelled grenades and remote-controlled mines. Yet there have been few of the spinal cord injuries and chest and abdominal wounds more common in past wars. That's because troops are wearing a new generation of body armor. Kevlar vests like the one that may have protected Keogh from even worse injury. But the vests cover only part of the body, so most of the injured come back with wounds to their hands, legs, and feet.
We saw a few amputees. We've seen a lot of multiple fractures, multiple limb fractures. We've also seen some folks that have come back with some head injuries, be it from gunshot wound or the likes. And so that also added another dimension to their rehab.
Lieutenant Rachel Oden is a physical therapist at the hospital in charge of Keogh's treatment.
You figure a lot of these guys, this is, you know, it's kind of interesting because this is their first real interaction with Navy medicine and medicine in general. A lot of them are all typically very healthy fellas, and so they want to get back to their lifestyle. They want to get back to their level of independence, being able to go out and run and do the activities that they did prior to being injured. And so a lot of these guys just really want to get back at it, and a lot of them really miss their unit and the guys that they train with.
Keogh, too, wants to get back to his base at Camp Lejeune. And there is one other thing motivating this young Marine.
I have a son coming, so I guess that's my main reason for trying to get back on my feet as soon as possible. When I got injured, and it was kind of iffy whether I was going to make it out of there alive or not, that's what I kept thinking about. It's coming home to make sure that I'm here for my son.
On this day, Keo's therapy ends early. His ankle is badly swollen and hurting. A new pain medication has left him nauseous. He gets onto a powered scooter and heads back to his room to sleep. Last month, a son, Benjamin James Keo, was born to Jason Keo and Melissa James. Mother and child are doing fine, but there have been setbacks for Private Keo's rehab. The painful infection in his bone will not go away, and that has kept his leg from healing. Doctors have now doubled his expected recovery time. They say it will be another 12 to 18 months before Jason Keo will be able to walk again. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.